Well, I don't know nearly as many as you, but no, Subcheck, I just wonder if you knew him. He was our contact over there for the longest time, and he's the dabble in repairs. He's the attempt to do a little, whatever repairs he could himself. So I'd come in, and on his desk would be a couple of radios I needed to pick up to look at. He'd look at a car, and he'd have to grab a couple of radios to take in the shop, and he'd have another one apart where he was trying to replace a case or a, you know, or, you know, figure out what was wrong with it, a display. I heard him shake my head. I go, man, I said, you're trying to take our work. He says, yeah, you're trying to save money.
Yeah, the other person I was thinking of was Bergeron, Harold Bergeron. He's left the department as well, but when my father passed, he was there, and he sat with my mom at the hospital until we all got there, because my brother was in, but actually my brother went out to the house, and the ambulance had already left, but he was coming in from the airport, driving out to Muskegon, then turned around and had to come back. But by the time, you know, between, you know, everything had happened with my dad, he stayed with her through the whole thing, and my mom, and became a good friend of my mom's, and when she died a couple of years ago, he was kind of brokenhearted and everything. But yeah, there were a lot of really, really good guys back from about 1972-ish, and Lattice was the chief, Art Lattice, all the way through till just about, I pretty much lost touch with the department since the last chief, Bowman, left. So I had a pretty good run with the city.